Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can tell people really get along or they love what they do, and it's all not bad news. And by the way, it's not all schmaltz on the show. You knew that.
Right.
But that made my day.
I was very
embarrassing
cold.
To a certain light to Rob, but I was happy for you that was captured.
I could have done without flashing the gang signs.
The only other thing I wanted to mention is I've developed a bit of a rash.
Oh no!
I don't know where I picked it up, but it's on the back of my knee and all the way from the back of my knee all the way up to almost to my armpit.
Oh,
and you know, we haven't been obviously out here. It's hard to get proper medical care, but I'm going to ignore it and I'll keep you posted on it. Itches like the dickens.
Have you checked it?
Wait! We're going over a body of water. Oh, you should see what it looks like from up here.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Next time I'll wait longer before I open the microphone.
Well, I heard you clear your throat, and I was like, well, I got to clear my throat.
Well, that's the last thing I do right before I open the mics every day.
Well, what about me? I work here, too.
What about you?
So I've never heard you clear your throat right before the mic.
Every time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yesterday, probably I should have cleared it a little harder because I remember I had throat issues yesterday.
We all had throat issues.
Well, it's horrible weather.
It's horrible weather.
It's amazing we even made it into work today.
A window into the TMOS soul. Again, Mike is in an undisclosed location.
Right.
He is out and about, living la vida loca, and he'll be checking hopefully again today.
He
checked in yesterday. He was on some sort of safari. Where in the world
We don't know where he was, but there was an elephant.
Is Michael S. O'Mara, San Diego.
Yeah.
And then when the
wait a second, Oscar.
Oh.
Where in the world is
Mike O'Mara?
Oh, whoa.
I believe he is ready to check
top
in with
show.
Us right now.
Love it. I 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 love it.
I hope he and Carla are safe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where in the world?
Where in the world is Mike O'Mara? Hello, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, my God. He sounds so much more pleasant.
Or I should say good afternoon.
Oh.
Oh, write it down in your clue books.
Fantastic. Afternoon.
Well, I am. I have to tell you right now, I don't have much time, but I just want to tell you, I am right now in a hot air balloon somewhere between Johannesburg and Pretoria.
Oh, wow.
Some of the most amazing vistas you would. Oh, it is spectacular.
How's the weather?
Oh, it is just gorgeous. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous over here. It's so dry and there's no humidity, and you can see for miles.
Yeah.
And it is so beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
How spacious? Are you close to the burner? We're picking up some noise. You must be very close to the hot air burner in the balloon.
No, that's the wind.
Oh, okay. Well, you're obviously picking up quite a breeze up that. How spacious is your basket?
Is it gusty?
It's beautiful. Carla is in another, as a matter of fact, she's in another balloon.
Oh, you took separate balloons?
Well, it was kind of a... It was an issue with the load.
Weight.
And they felt it would be safer to put me in the larger basket.
Mike, what's your
are getting along okay then?
Oh, we're doing really well. She can't see me. She's over. She's probably about, I don't know, 3 or 4 football fields away. But she's got a lovely. Lovely red and blue balloon, and against the backdrop of the blue sky, it's beautiful.
Oh, definitely breezy. Mike, what is your guide's? Every hot air balloon ride I've ever seen on television has a guide. What is your guide's name?
Yes,
it's his name is Wally, and Wally is from Pretoria, and he is a charming, charming man.
Can we speak to him briefly?
Huh? Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, wow, that's great.
Hello?
Wally.
Hello.
Yes, hi. This is Mike O'Mara's co-workers, Oscar and Rob. How do you do?
Hi, Wally.
I'm well. I'm well, fellas. How are you doing?
Great.
what do you think of Mike O'Mara so far? I heard it's a party of two instead of a party of five.
He's a rather large man, but he's having a pretty good, nice little trip across. It's it's up, it's around there, baby.
Are you based in Pretoria or Johannesburg?
I'm based in Pretoria, mate.
Oh, good. How can you describe your basket to us?
Describe a basket to us. That's one of those trick questions.
No, not at all. I mean the size,
it's
the scope.
It's a basket that you put a balloon on. Sorry. All right, I got to get back to me rope.
All right, okay. let me talk to Mike.
Rope.
All right.
The rope.
Oh, he's pulling it.
Oscar, is Rob asking difficult questions?
I was shocked that we got to speak to the balloon handler because yesterday we couldn't speak to the guy in the safari.
Well, I know, Rob, if it was up to you, you'd like to speak to 20 people on the balloon.
How long is the ride for?
I went ahead. The show sounds great. I listened to it yesterday, including my own segment. And, I thought it was great in spite of the questions.
You killed and almost got killed.
That's true.
That was scary. That was scary, and I still have a swollen ankle. From that moment, but I think it's safe to say I can tell our listeners I am in Africa, and it is beautiful here, and it's something we've always wanted to do. We are culminating the trip with a safari, and that'll be the end of the week. And it's something I surprised Carla with this a few months back, and this was just a great time of the year to go over here. And I can't tell you how much it's the people that I love. The people over here are phenomenal. And we've seen things that, I'll never see. I would have never seen. It was on my bucket list.
Have you found any Kruger hands?
Have I what?
Found any Kruger hands?
No, Captain Hack. I haven't found any Kruger hands. But,
well, Mike, I've known you. I've known you for a quarter of a century, and every time we talk, you're always, I want to go to Africa. I want to go to Africa.
You've always said that.
Yeah. And I'm so glad you got a chance to get over there. What's it like? I know that the plan was to sort of avoid hotels and sleep outside. How's that going?
Well, we did that. The first night. We're staying in a hotel tonight. We will be staying in a hotel. We're going back to Johannesburg tonight, then I'm not sure what the itinerary has for tomorrow. Tomorrow might be a travel day. I'm really not sure. I'll have to ask. I'm going to try to get Carla on the phone tomorrow. Yep. That would be.
What about Ronnie Mervis?
Before, she's Ronnie Mervis is not over here, but tomorrow, because Carla right now is in the bathroom. I mean, in the balloon.
You could visit the diamond mine, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'd like to do. That, and I'd like to say they said there's a chance we could go and see where Blood Diamond was filmed.
Oh, that'd be great!
Would be a lot of fun.
Take pictures,
they're goofy for DiCaprio over here. And hold on, while he's talking to me. Oh yeah, he's saying I'm missing the views.
Oh yeah.
He's a kidder, and he's carrying a sidearm, so I better listen to him.
Yeah. Okay, I understand. Safety first.
Everybody carries a gun down here, but it's so pretty. And the bird life, not only to see but to taste, is just amazing.
What did you have another? I know you ate something akin to I think it was like a partridge that you ate last when we last spoke. What did you eat for dinner last night?
Pheasant.
A pheasant. That's what it was.
Last night was locally grown vegetables with a lovely garden salad and some shrimp, some regular, standard fare, and then. I think it was beef.
Oh,
beef or something.
Beef or lion.
Something with hooves.
Hooves.
Something with hooves. Yeah, something with hooves.
Mike, before.
But it tasted like chicken. It didn't taste like chicken. It tasted like beef. So I'm pretty sure we were eating some of the locally sourced poached cattle.
Farm to table. That's real big over there.
It's wonderful, but it's great. The only other thing I wanted to mention is I've developed a bit of a rash.
Oh no!
I don't know where I picked it up, but it's on the back of my knee and all the way from the back of my knee all the way up to almost to my armpit.
Oh,
and we haven't been, obviously out here. It's hard to get proper medical care, but I'm going to ignore it and I'll keep you posted on. It itches like the dickens.
Mm. Have you checked it?
Hold on, wait. We're going over a body of water. Oh, you should see what it looks like from up here.
How many? Oh, no.
Oh, the wind.
Oh, no.
The wind has picked up.
Oh. It is windier next to the water. Hello? Mike? Mike?
Hello, Mike?
Yep.
Hey.
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, Mike, I was just, while you were in the wind there, I was looking on the internet, and for most skin conditions, it says here, feel free to scratch it.
I think he's...
I don't want to draw blood. I don't know, because the insects out here at night, yeah, they'd love that.
They would.
Mike,
it's fantastic.
This just in from the control room. How many sandbags do you have on your balloon?
I haven't been able to count them, but anyway, it's very, very difficult. It's very, but I tell you, it's take a look at that. I'm looking down now. That's a herd of something.
Oh.
A herd of something. Oh, no. No, that's the other tourists. I think they're coming in for a landing.
Oh, you must be almost there then.
Oh, how cool. We get to hear you land.
It's pretty good. This is pretty good. We're getting closer to the...
Sounds serene. He sounds happier.
Yeah, are you having a good time, buddy?
This is good stuff. I'm having so much fun. This is beautiful. It's going to take us a while to... that was an air pocket.
Oh, you just dipped right down there. Watch out for power lines.
We're coming in. I've got to get off the phone.
Understood.
Indicating it's time to end this conversation. But what a great trip. And as you know, I have no idea where we're going tomorrow. I don't have the itinerary, but I'll try to call if I can. I just can't tell you. Thank you for allowing me.
Stay safe.
The time to get away to Africa. I have to tell you, it just means the world to me.
Oh, Mike, you deserve it.
It really does.
Cheer up. Take a deep breath.
It's so beautiful. It's so breathtaking. It's breathtakingly beautiful. It really is.
Remember, give me a snow globe.
Yes. All right. Hold on just there. All right. Okay. So you guys take care of yourselves.
All right.
It's been a slice of heaven. Okay. And really, what a beautiful, beautiful. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
There he goes, Mike. Where in the world? Where in the world? Michael Mara. Today is checking in as he traverses another continent.
Oh, we started our Tuesday off right.
Yes. Where in
the world is Michael Mara? He sounded happier.
Delightful. And you know what? As a man who doesn't like to fly,
no,
he seemed very happy in a hot air balloon.
Also.
And you know what? His own hot air balloon.
They have to serve cocktails on those things. Every time I see him on these travel channels.
Glass of wine.
There's always some sort of basket outside of the basket that has the alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not do that?
Sure. And, you know, I don't know. What day is it over there? I don't know the time difference.
Do you have enough background where maybe your father traveled or your mom traveled or relatives traveled that when you would talk to them, they would be in different time zones or different almost days? Because when my father would travel.
Right.
I remember always asking the same question you asked, like, what time is it there?
Yeah.
And as a kid, I'd say, is it day or night? Is it, and he's like, oh, it's night here, and it would be day here. And it always flipped me because I was like, man.
I remember that I had an uncle, he's in Florida now. Well, you met him in Vegas, my uncle Bruce.
Vegas.
He lived in Hawaii for many years.
Oh, wow.
And so anytime we spoke to him, and I mean, kids today don't even understand long distance calling. So it was a big deal when we would take the time to call Bruce like on a holiday and say, what time is it there? Or have to allow for the time difference because it would be, it would be much earlier there.
Or later, depending on where they are, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, we always had to allow for that, which flipped me out.
Always strange when my sister lived on the West Coast or when I lived in Arizona.
Right.
When I would call and I'd forget there was a 2 or 3 hour change in time. And I would expect that someone would be having dinner.
Right.
Or it'd be middle of the day. So 3 o'clock would be midday for them. So they'd be probably at work. And then the weirdest thing was, and I guess the most fortunate thing is when you're a night owl.
Right.
You can just say, oh, it's midnight. I wonder who I could call. You just call your relatives on the West Coast.
You just keep moving west.
Yes.
Or even worse is if it's, you say, can you believe what happened on American Idol tonight? And they said, we haven't even had Jeopardy yet.
I think our families had different conversations.
Probably. To be fair, Idol was the number one show when that went down. Big deal, you know, and it was before social media, so you couldn't spoil it by going on Facebook.
I think that's fascinating because my family, we never talk about TV. Ever.
Really?
Isn't that strange?
All we talked about.
Like but we never talk about it. No one ever says, have you seen this?
Didn't you see what Don Francisco did last night?
And that's probably why, because I didn't need to know what happened on the latest Spanish soap. And they knew I didn't care to know.
But
tonight on Peligrosa.
Yeah, Peligrosa was, oh man, Dos Mujeres Un Camino was my favorite.
Well, you know, there was a time at WJFK, there's many stories, of course, during the days of the Don and Mike show, but the lunchtime crowd was great.
Mm-hmm.
And for years and years, we watched All My Children because we ate lunch at 1 o'clock. But we got tired of All My Children. And you can.
Who was eating a 1 o'clock lunch at JFK?
You can't even imagine the crowd we had. It was Don, Mike, me.
Really?
Stimpy, our production director.
Yeah.
I remember Earl Merton was usually there.
Where would Timmy, you all sit in that building?
Well, this is way before you got there. There was a big glass table conference room right by the side door of the parking lot on the first floor.
Okay.
Then we got moved back to inside the building. And by the time we were upstairs, the lunchtime thing had sort of fallen apart.
But you would watch lunch together.
Eat lunch together, yeah. Because in those days,
eat lunch together and watch this show.
The Don and Mike show started at 2 with a local hour, and then 3 to 7 was the national show. And the 2 o'clock hour was mostly what we called the cavalcade, which is like a half hour of wacky tapes and bits and a record, and then a short segment, and then we'd start the show at 3 for the nation. But we had this great crowd. Timmy would be there.
Obamine?
Yeah, the late Timmy Obamine. Miss Bobby would be there. And we'd have wonderful running commentary on Daryl, the engineer, running commentary on All My Children. But eventually we got sick of All My Children, and we switched over to Peligrosa. But none of us spoke Spanish. So a lot of it was us making up. I mean, the plot lines were not so subtle we couldn't follow them. But we made up what was going on.
What would Timmy say?
Captain.
Look at that woman.
The women are much hotter on the Spanish show. And they were. They were very saucy, Timmy. Peligrosa, which means danger, right?
Yes. Yeah. Dangerous.
Dangerous.
She's dangerous.
Dangerous.
Well, dangerous.
We watched that. That's what we looked at.
And man.
Then cruise on into the studio and do a show.
I know why you guys have such fond memories of like growing up in radio.
Mm-hmm.
The only time we'd ever see or have like this team lunch.
Yes.
When I was younger, I don't think it existed because by the time Chad and I got into radio, we were all working our way up and cutting our teeth.
Right.
That we never had that camaraderie at such a young age.
Right.
We didn't get like a free schedule, I think, until we got our real gig.
We used to have
breakfast together when we were at 105.7 WHFS
That's
in Baltimore.
That's romantic.
Yeah, but breakfast is more like, you're going to get plain bagel all my life.
But my question for you is this. Was there ever a time, and I remember it when...
BLT as well.
I loved hanging out at the station. There was such a great energy at the station that you wanted to be there. You'd get there early and you'd hang after. And that's why the lunches were so great. I think a lot of that was gone by the time you and I had encountered each other.
Probably, because...
Everybody hated the place.
Well, the one thing radio doesn't like to do, and excuse us while we go down...
Memory lane, right. We're in our own basket now.
Radio stations. And I can't speak for the new, the fan, because I haven't been there long enough I haven't even like worked in that new building.
Oh, I've spent maybe a total of 45 minutes in that building.
To say what they do there. But most radio stations these days, they just do not have the budget to build in culture.
You're right.
They just don't. And it takes money. It costs money. Could you imagine a place where people buy lunch for everybody every day?
Yeah.
It's called Podcast Village.
Sure.
But I'm saying, that's part of the line item.
Yeah.
To build this culture of like, we're going to take care of you. We want you to be here.
Well, to be fair, we all had to buy our own lunch.
When you were there.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm saying now, the buying of lunch, let's say, just for this business, right?
Well, that's one of the most amazing things that
I mean, we're nice, but that's also by design to create an opportunity, almost force an opportunity for everybody to get together.
Yes.
Outside of your faces stuck inside of a computer.
Because we could conceivably go dawn till dusk here, editing and never making eye contact.
And never talk to each other unless you're working on a project, need some help, or want to collaborate on an edit.
But the best thing is, seriously, if we take 20, 30 minutes and sit down and grab a slice of pizza or whatever, that's when we get some of our funniest ideas.
And we're all talking about what we're working on, right?
We were killing it yesterday.
Yeah, I walked downstairs. It was like, oh, I guess lunch is killing it. Meanwhile, I'm in another meeting, and I'm like, well, thanks for the slice with black olives on it.
Yeah, you're definitely anti-black olives. And then it must be fun to eat at your house because your wife, Shannon, who has been a part of the show, was doing a literal autopsy on her slice of pizza. She was grading each piece of pepperoni. She said, I'll eat this one. It's crispy. But not this one. She hands it up and she holds it up and she goes, this is raw.
Point being.
I said pepperoni's cooked before it's cooked.
I guess... some of the greatest radio teams I've ever seen have had this found a way to make time for each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Outside of work. Mm-hmm. When it's not a chore. And if you're listening, you're like, oh, I'd never want to hang out with my coworkers. I get that as well. Totally understand.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying that when you're working in a foxhole with your mates, especially when you're on an ensemble radio show.
Sure.
You have to hang out as much as you can when you can, when it's not forced.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Even like when we did years ago the road trip on the RV,
yes.
We weren't forced to be in the same place on the RV, and yet you and I ended up sleeping together.
And the only person that complained the entire time was Buzz. And look where he is.
I don't remember that.
That last night, he did not want to have anything to do with us. We're going to go sing karaoke, buddy.
I'm going to bed.
Good luck, gentlemen.
Almost time for Wheel.
All right.
So anyway, that said, and before we start the show, and we have the mailbag,
yes,
and lots of stuff to talk about, you had a big night last night.
Oh, thank you to Fried from the Washington Capitals. Caps, caps, caps.
Rock the red.
Yeah, rock the red. They took down the Kings, the LA Kings. But this is...
they're from Los Angeles. I thought the name meant the Kings. French team.
And the LA Kings, as far as a team,
not a powerhouse,
I
not a juggernaut.
Right? So for the division, they're middle of the pack.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean we can't lose to a team.
And they've had, and the Caps have had a stretch where they've not been doing
their best
hockey.
That does not mean we can't, and I'm not going to talk hockey because I'm a fair weather fan at best. Oh, I'm a fan. I don't know enough about the sport. All I know is when Michael Maris yells, tilt the ice, I have to yell, tilt the ice.
Okay, just like Cosell used to say, I never played the game.
Yeah, I never played the game.
All right.
Now, two things were on my mind, and you heard it yesterday. One is, where's the paparazzi? Where's the paparazzi? Because as you know, the last time I was at a Caps game, an unflattering picture was taken of me.
Oh, that's right.
And
I remember.
It was made into an oil painting.
And you threatened bodily violence should that happen again.
So I had my eye out the entire time. I said, when is the picture going to be taken?
Where in the world is the camera?
And I was bold because I wore my hockey sweater that says Santana. So it's not like... And by the way, for the two gentlemen in the concourse, actually one outside of Capital One Arena and one inside that said hello, and they listened to the show, and one guy even said T-Moss.
How nice.
Go T-Moss or something along those lines. I was hammered at the point. And we're running around with Todd Moore.
Right.
Thank you. You made my night, and there's nothing better than someone says that they get the show and they love the show. All you have to say is listen to the show. We're good to go.
Made you look good in front of Todd.
Well, Todd doesn't care. I think he was meandering around. But I cared,
meandering.
And I'll tell you that it made my night. So thank you to those two gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Also, Mr. Fried, who got us great tickets,
yes.
Lower level, not too low. He knows I don't like to be too low.
Yeah, at least you're specific.
Yes. So section 109, fantastic. But a bonus
fantastic.
Shot. A bonus shot.
Yes.
When Mr. Jimmy Cerrito says, I'm at the game.
Hey!
And of course, Jimmy is in a suite.
Yes, of course.
All right? Section 109 is technically better than a suite.
Yeah.
Now, when Jimmy says, I'll be right down to get you.
Is that the section that is down sort of near the goal? It's to like the right of the goal?
Lower level.
Lower
level? Fantastic. Lower
right,
level.
Yeah,
lower
stuff.
Level. Fantastic.
I've been
seats
blessed with those
killer.
Seats
yes.
myself. They're excellent.
Jimmy Cerrito says,
hey.
I'll be right down. Now, I don't know how he does this, but he figures it out. He gets us two tickets to go upstairs to the suite to say hello. He's actually there with a family member of number 19 for the LA Kings. Of course, he's got royalty with him.
And he has people in LA. He lived in LA for a while.
I said, look, man, I've got a Caps jersey. Is there going to be a problem? He goes, no, they're just old friends from Buffalo. And they had a connection, met the nicest people.
Did you drop the name of the former mayor?
Maciello?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, right away. I was like, Maciello! Everybody's heads turned around. Tony Maciello!
Is it Tony?
Tony. Oh, somebody said, yeah, Tony!
How'd you know that?
Well, because you don't think I'm going to be in a crowd of Buffalonians?
Actually, I just thought with the name Maciello, he's just playing the odds.
No, and someone said, yeah!
Hey, this is so good, this name!
Tony Maciello!
Yay! For people just joining us, Maddie's dad used to be mayor of Buffalo.
Yes, multiple terms.
Yeah, and he won because of an endorsement from O.J. Simpson.
Well-regarded, by the way. You should be very proud, Maddie.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Mm. That's how I knew the name. They're like, they're Tony!
Hey,
Maciello!
Tony! Yeah!
I was like, yeah! I didn't know his name was Tony, but I'm going to go with it. And I'm hammered.
Well, his given name was Anthony.
Yeah, excuse me. Apologize. So, we're up there. I don't know where this segment is going, but it's fun. We're up there, and I'm a high five and wave. I'm like,
sure.
Yeah, Maciello works in our broadcast family. You know,
yeah.
Four more years.
Woo!
Yeah. So
four more years of his mayorship?
Yes.
He hasn't been mayor in like 20 years.
You know, these are guys in their 50s. They know what's going on.
A comeback. Yes. Exactly.
And Maddie is mortified right now.
She loves it.
And I say, look, you know, I'm happy for your son, number 19, on the LA Kings, but I'm rooting for the Caps here.
Right.
Like, you know, we'll go what we need to do. And Jimmy, who's wearing a Hanson Brothers hockey sweater.
Hey, you remember the movie Slapshot from 50 years ago?
Well, because he's Switzerland.
Exactly.
Right? He's Switzerland.
That's how he plays the game.
Because he's so smart. Like,
that's
he's
how
so
he
smart.
Mm-hmm.
But in all fairness, the Caps took care of business. It looked dicey at a certain point.
It was always a good game, but the you love the outcome.
Yeah,
right?
What wasn't dicey was, first of all, Caps won. Caps.
Right.
Two, the people from Buffalo that Jimmy hangs out with, from the family members to a gentleman named Whiskey, who was so nice.
A gentleman named Whiskey.
That's his name.
Of course.
And
you don't need any proof.
Todd Moore, who couldn't have been a better wingman for the evening, didn't talk politics once, was just fantastic.
At what point in the game did you get up to the suite?
I would say end of the second period.
So that's excellent, and here's why. As someone who has been a sweet sponge before, usually I sweet sponged at Redskins games, but by the time the third period happens, you can't buy beer on the concourse.
And yet I didn't think about that.
And there's still beer in the suite.
Oh, there was liquor. Liquor right outside the suite.
Yes, so how was the chow in the suite?
Fantastic. We had already had some chow, so we weren't going to double down on that, but we had some drinks.
Right.
They ran out of Jack Daniels, and I think Jimmy brought me back, which is kind of, he didn't have to do anything, a Johnny Walker and soda.
Did he go out and buy it, or did he have it in his travel kit?
I have no idea.
I imagine Jimmy going to the game with a suitcase that opens up with bottles and shakers and the whole deal, a whole kit.
So I'm not, Johnny Walker is great. I don't know that flavor palette. That's not in
it's
my.
It's different. Yeah.
It tastes like bleach at this point after going from Jack Daniel, Johnny Walker.
Well, I guess we won't get their commercial anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, well,
Oscar Santana says Johnny Walker tastes like bleach.
Get in line. We'll take Jack. So. I'm starting to drink this thing, and I'm around strangers. And when you get a drink from strangers, you don't sourpuss your face. You just drink it like a man, and then you move on with life.
What a good guy you are!
Yeah.
Taking a sip of Johnny Walker and pretending it's okay.
Well, Rob, we talked about changing flavor profiles.
You really got to dance with
the worst.
You got to dance with the girl you came with. You're right.
Yes.
You're right.
And by the way, I'm already 1, 2. Okay, we had, and this is nothing to be proud of. But Todd and I had not caught up in some time, right? So I said, hey.
And technically, this was your Valentine's Day date.
Yes. And you know, I haven't seen the guy in 2 months. He moved to Florida. He's back.
Yes.
And he's doing well, by the way. He says hello. We were like, we'll go double Jack Daniels. Double Jack Daniels.
Sure.
We must have had 4 of them. Todd, you're a lightweight. I don't know what happened in Florida. You stopped drinking. Because he's like, I'm really tipsy. I said, never say tipsy as a man. But he was hammered.
I was
going
to say, wouldn't he become a character in Gone with the Wind? He's one of Scarlett's sisters. I do believe I have become slightly pixelated and tipsy.
We end up having a fantastic time with Jimmy.
Well, I mean, you can't not have a good time with Jimmy.
He's the America's guest.
He's America's host.
The host. He was a guest in that box and brought us in there, right?
But he hosted us.
We're the guests.
He became the host.
All right, semantics. Yeah. Listen, family from the LA Kings side were awesome and nice and gracious. Right. Was kind enough to have us. We're done. At this point, it's 9:30, almost 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Todd forgets his credit card, the Green Turtle, so we have to go find that. And then...
I didn't find my credit card. Hey, remember when we went and got the crab dip with the pretzel sticks?
It's like you were there. It's like you were there. Mozzarella sticks.
Can't find credit card.
Can we have another round of mozzarella sticks?
As in, not so much cheese this time.
What is the most fantastic burger you serve? And can you put fries on that? So,
I'm going to give you a credit card. I want you to hold on to it. I'll be back a quarter after 11.
He wasn't like hammered.
11:15.
But we had drank enough to know that we had made a mistake, which is the first sign of like, all right, maybe this night's going sideways. And
but still savable.
Yeah, still savable. We leave. And
hey, what's the 3-digit number on the back of that card?
We leave. or walking out. And it's early for a night of going out and having drinks.
But hockey is great for that. It's the perfect time commitment.
I said on yesterday's show, I said, we're going to go home early. It's Monday. It's a school night.
Right.
No drama. We're going to, maybe it was Thursday or Friday. We could make it till midnight, 1 o'clock. Right. Be a little responsible. Well, you know, woe is me. What are we going to do?
Uh-huh.
We walk three blocks because they have completely secured that entire block around the Capital One Arena. You can't get an Uber or a cab anywhere. Right?
That's right.
It's just jammed.
Mm-hmm.
End up walking four blocks. And there was a moment there where there's a fork in the road in your life. And you decide something that's going to impact you. It's like the butterfly effect. You
exactly.
change one thing, change everything.
Exactly.
There's a bar across the street.
Yep.
It looked like it was like a lot of fun.
Yep.
Hop in. I said, wow, I've never seen that bar before. It's our duty to check it out in my mind.
And from the distance, you probably just barely hear like.
Yeah. And for all I know, it could have been one guy and a bartender. Just you could hear it right through the glass.
You see the lights.
It's yeah. Like, yeah.
You know what? That looks pretty appealing.
Not a gentleman's club. Just a nice club. We could be adults.
That's right. Go in and say, I just hear. And Todd said, I've got my credit card.
The glass is vibrating.
Yes, exactly.
So we look over and he goes, I don't know if that place is open. I was like, oh, that place is open.
Open.
And I said, Todd, this is where we grow up. This is the sad part.
Oh, no. Yes.
I said, if this was Tuesday, I'd be at Bode. So we wouldn't be doing this. If this was Wednesday, maybe. Thursday, yes. Friday, yes. Saturday,
Friday, you'd
yes,
already be
yes.
there. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I have work to do tomorrow. You have nothing. But I was like, what we need to do is this. And this is where it gets weird. And I never thought I'd sit here.
Okay.
And it wasn't so much about growing up than showing my wife and Todd's girlfriend that whatever they bet on, they bet wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a bet with myself.
Yeah, what was your bet?
That you would have come in looking like garbage today. And when in fact you look delightful.
Showered and everything.
Yeah.
So I said, they probably think we're going to come crashing through the door around 12:30, 1 in the morning.
Exactly.
And then try to throw an after party at the house.
Right.
At the townhouse. And I was like, we're going to prove them wrong. We're going to get a cab, and you're going to drop me off, and you're going to pay for it and go home.
Wow.
And then he said,
no one saw this coming.
He said, really? I said, look, man. Again, it's Monday night. Unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not in the industry. It's not our Saturday.
You're right.
I was like, and we've got a lot of things to do tomorrow as Mike is out of town. That being said, when I get dropped off, by the way, nothing better than a drop off the Key Bridge as your friend is crossing the Key Bridge.
Right.
Because it's just faster. So I made the mistake of running up the hill where essentially it's the Exorcist stairs.
You probably should have just walked from
the
arena.
I got to
the
top of the hill. It was raining. I was like,
yeah, bad weather here, heavy air, rain.
I said, that was ill-advised.
And you're compromised alcoholically.
They should have dropped me off.
Pay the 80 cents.
Walk through the door at a respectful time, around 10:20.
Not bad.
Tell my wife, hey. She goes, oh, you're home. Said, I bet you thought I was going to come crashing in your town and throw an after party. I got the best sleep ever.
Of course.
It was the most fantastic night. I highly suggest being responsible, going to a game, getting hammered, and just getting home, going to bed.
That story was so much better than the movie The Butterfly Effect.
Love that movie.
And you
How
told it
you.
So well, How and it had a happy ending. And congratulations on getting home early and making the show so late.
We're all adults.
We are all adults. We must start the show, so we begin.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
But now that I'm an old... I'm beginning to notice some advantages to putting on a few extra years. The first one is, you never have to carry anything heavy ever again. Everybody wants to help an old If you got a big suitcase or something like that, you know, you just kind of go like this a little bit. You say, yeah, could you help me with this? Say, yeah, hey, how far are you going? Indianapolis. He wants to help put him to work. Take advantage of people. Another nice thing about getting old is you can leave any social event early just by saying you're tired. Works great with family members. Just turn to the person next to you and say, geez, I'm getting tired, you know? Oh, you're tired? Come on, Grandpa's tired. Grandpa's going to bed. Someone else says, but it's 7:30 in the morning. But the best thing about getting old is you're not responsible for remembering things anymore. Even important things. But it was your daughter's funeral. I forgot. You can even make believe you have Alzheimer's disease. That's a lot of fun. You look around the dining room table and you say, who are you people and where's my horse? Then you stare at your eldest son and say, Agnes, I haven't seen you since First Communion. They don't know how to handle it. Takes them a week to get over that. And they start listening to you a lot more carefully from then on. So don't be afraid to get old. It's a great time of life. You get to take advantage of people, and you're not responsible for anything. You can even in your pants.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Live from the beautiful and state-of-the-art Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide radio show and podcast with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the fantastic new. It's not so new anymore, but it's still fantastic.
Fantastic.
The Playapod sponsored TMOS app. Grab it, update it now. You'll get our show all day, every day. It's the best. You can write us anytime, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007, or call us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We'll get to your letters in a moment, but first, I want to remind you that we are thrilled to announce that now we are in 2019 and our partnership with Zappos continues. Woo! Isn't Zappos the greatest?
Absolutely.
Zappos.com offers all of the latest and greatest footwear, apparel, handbags, and accessories, and thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. Our partnership is built on listener support. Now listen, this is very important. So when you need footwear, apparel, basically anything to cover your epidermis, sounds dirty but isn't, please think Zappos first. You'll love their legendary customer service. There is none better. And for a limited time, Zappos.com is offering all of our TMOS friends 15% off your purchase by using the code TMOS at checkout. You shop, you save, you support. Now, as always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Remember, Zappos.com and the TMOS code for 15% off. This is a limited time offer, so act now. And thank you, Zappos.com. There has never been a better time to look your best, so thank you, Zappos. We
Woot.
Love you.
Woot.
Before we get to the mail, I want to send a word of thanks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
To who?
Someone within our family.
Okay.
We've already mentioned her once today. I didn't know that when we did microphone checks on this show, you could be videotaped and captured. Yesterday...
always be on.
Yeah, always be on, always pretend. And it's taught in college. Anytime you're in a studio, yeah, pretend every mic is live, yeah, every camera is on. And yesterday, just a little behind the scenes.
Yes.
Lots of stuff goes on even before we do the
Light
podcast
check.
In the morning. Yeah, we check everything, and one of the things we do is I play some music so Maddie can make sure the audio sounds right. And yesterday, we have a little game. You know, I try to make things fun. Mm-hmm. I say, like today, I would say to her, for our music, would you like classic 60s soul? Would you like 80s pop? Would you like 1990s dance? Would you like classic rock? And she will choose the category.
Okay.
And then I will play the song that matches the category.
Nice.
And the choice I gave her yesterday was something, 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 and the greatest song of all times. And she says, well, I've got to go with the greatest song of all times.
Yes.
So I played the Humpty Dance.
Oh, nice.
By the Digital Underground, which I'm very fond of, and I know most of the words to. And I rapped along with it because I'm a jerk. And
you're not a jerk. That song is indicative of your high school or your college years.
It was the first year of college.
Yeah,
it was the summer, I think, between high school and college.
You know what I know? Because my brother is your age, my older brother.
Okay.
And I remember as a kid being like, what is Humpty? And what
it's pronounced with an umpty.
Yes. Yeah. And why is there a Burger King bathroom involved?
Well, he drank up all the Hennessy you have on your shelf.
Yeah.
So let me introduce
but
myself.
When you're a kid, you're like, what is this song?
It has such a place in my mental stable because I bought it on a single. Yeah. The weirdest format there was.
Cassette single.
Yeah, it was a little, it was a full-size cassette, but so short. And we, it was me and my buddy Brad in his car with a great sound system, and we just played that cassette over and over and over, because it was a good song, but it was funny. It was one of the first rap songs that I said, oh my God, this is really a funny song, but it was still a great record. So Maddie captured it and put it on the Facebook.
Well, what she captured wasn't him playing the song.
No, it was me rapping along with the song. And I believe my favorite comment was, whitest guy ever.
Yeah, but that's that's the joy of the... Actually, I want to applaud... I have to give credit to Pony as well, because I asked him how they captured this. Is Maddie and Pony Boy were both in the room. And as soon as you started rapping, they said... Pony said, we got to record this. And I think it's a nice window into what we do here, that we really love what we do here.
We do. We really do.
On this show. That for all the bitching and tech issues that we may or may not have during the program, or Mike may have in Florida, it is, this is what, I watched it 4 times yesterday. I was like, no one has fun like this when they're doing what is their job.
No, and this is outside of doing the job.
Yeah, this is not perform. You're just in here with our team getting ready for the broadcast.
We genuinely love cool. to make each yeah. other laugh.
So I love seeing that. For example, an iteration of that for Around the Horn. Uh-huh. Around the Horn on ESPN has, it's sometimes serious, but most of the time lighthearted.
Yeah.
They have a segment that they put on Facebook or Instagram where you see this before the actual show, or they just capture moments before the show.
Right.
Of a newsflash, the reporters talking to each other and not just competing.
Right, right.
Like having a great time.
Yeah, they enjoy it.
And or also communicating with Tony Reale, where I was like, that's what endears me. You can tell people really get along, or they love what they do, mm-hmm. and it's all not bad news. And by the way, it's not all schmaltz on the show. You knew that.
Right.
But that made my day.
I was very
embarrassing
cool.
to a certain light to Rob, but I was happy for you that was captured.
I could have done without flashing the gang signs. That was perhaps not the best part, but I do want to thank Maddie for coming to me and saying, is it okay if we put this up on social media?
Yeah, that's how we do
because
it.
I know truly if I had said no, she would have done it anyway. So yes, anyway, yeah. That's we'll get to your mail.
No.
Oscar says, put it up and he's fired. We never needed him. All right, your letters after this. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
All about you.
Please let me introduce myself.
Yes.
All right, back after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. If you want to hear some boogie, like I'm going to play, it's just a no
piano and a knife out of bass. What's new, pussycat?
Hey, kitty, 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 kitty.
Call me Cat.
Okay, Cat.
Call me Kitty Cat.
Cat 2019 is coming.
Meow, 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 meow.
Stay tuned to the Mike O'Mara Show for updates and keep up to date for details at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Cat 2019 from the Mike O'Mara Show, podcasting with attitude.
Are well you done. Sick and tired of paying high interest rates on your credit cards? How would you like to consolidate multiple credit card payments down to one single payment at lower rates? Lightstream is the answer. Refinance from your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay and save thousands in interest. The rate is fixed. So, as rates rise, your low rate won't budge. Apply online in minutes. You don't even need to leave your house. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream rewards people with good credit with a low rate and an easy process. I love it, and I know you will too. Want to save even more? My listeners get an additional interest rate discount. But the only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's lightstream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information.
Woot! This song always makes me laugh because back when we had the living room studio, I played it one morning.
Mm-hmm.
And remember when Mike used to have his drums set up in the foyer?
Oh my God, yeah.
He sat down and drummed with this record.
Oh, that's
cool. It was
cool.
So cool. Anyway, that said, it's not about him though, not about us. Actually, folks, it's all about
it's
you.
It's all about you.
The mailbag is now. Very good. It's Kiter and Brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It starts good morning and salutations. I'm a longtime fan of Mike, going back to the Don and Mike days. As a 20-something whippersnapper, I even attended a really big show in Wichita, Kansas, hosted by Don and Mike.
Cool.
I believe that was an outdoor show where it was about 600 degrees. And if I'm not mistaken, we had Dennis Murphy in a cage, like a chain link cage. It was supposed to be sexy, but somehow it didn't work out that way.
Funny.
Fast forward, I recently found the Mike O'Mara podcast and felt like snuggling into a comfy blanket. I continue to listen and watch your show via your YouTube channel and truly appreciate the laughter and comedy you bring into my life on a daily basis. My birthday is February 17th, and it would mean so much to have you mention happy birthday to me on your podcast. You pick the voice. D's Nuts, Corey Linton, Osage City, I guess, Kansas. The Gingerbread Man?
Oh, of course.
And this would be for Corey.
Corey, happy birthday! And remember, don't forget the gumdrop button.
Thank you. Love it. What's good is that when Mike
we're so done.
When Mike is not here, we have less voices in the arsenal, but they're solid.
I can. You know what? I'm not gonna.
What?
I'm not gonna try it.
What?
No.
Oh, you got now.
No.
Videotape this, Maddie. Oh, what? What were you gonna say?
No. I was gonna. I can never do the Donald Duck sneeze.
Well, that's Mike's thing.
Yeah, but I can. But he tried to teach me on air.
Uh-huh.
Not his thing.
Well, it is sort of
his
bit.
It's the one thing. He does everything.
Well,
I can't try to do one thing.
He kind of owns it.
He doesn't own it. He tried to teach me, so I try to do it can I do it for my niece and nephew?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, or is it Mike's thing there?
Well, I don't know. Is he at the event?
No.
If he's not,
You think I would do it if Mike was here? No. The man's in Africa, for God's sakes.
Okay, so I shouldn't do Charlie?
You can do Charlie.
No, that was simply a joke.
What a weirdo.
That's awkward.
That's dad thing. Never mind.
Hey, a quick word of thanks. I just completed a 2,000-mile drive out west and back to take my three kids snowboarding and skiing. My wife broke her leg the day we left on the trip, so we had to leave her at her parents' house, and so I and the kids went west on our own without her. I had to do all the driving. Ugh, 2,000 miles.
Ew.
TMOS shows and the 24/7 TMOS Live app saw me through those hours of mindless windshield time and back. The hours just melted away, so a quick thanks for all that you guys do. Much love, and keep up the funny. David, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Also, David, I like that you went forward with the plans. You clearly got a good egg at home. You didn't cancel the trip because there was a mishap.
And he
moved on. You forged ahead.
I believe he might still be a person of interest in why she broke her leg.
Stop.
But who knows? Who knows? It's not my thing to say. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and interns. Happy Valentine's Day. I thought you would appreciate the message my husband, Eric, wrote to me when he gifted me the bonus show recently. That's a great gift for Valentine's Day, you know. It reads, quote, "The gift of the TMOS bonus show is the greatest gift one can bestow in the annals of great gift giving. George Bailey's chance to redeem himself in It's a Wonderful Life. The Taj Mahal for a beloved wife. The Statue of Liberty to honor freedom. The Turbo Man doll in Jingle All the Way. Or the TMOS bonus show. These gifts remind us of our humanity, our passion, our gratitude, and most of all, love.
Love.
And with the bonus show in hand, the great progressive stride of mankind into the unknown future can be a little more merry, a little more happy, and all done with love. Thank you for all that you do. With love, Kathy Lumsden of Falls Church, Virginia." I love Falls Church. Great town. P.S. We've purchased some Luxardo cherries based on your recommendation, but we refer to them as Luxardo cherries, a la Jack Kent Cook. Makes them taste much better. Try it and see. Will you give it a little Jack Kent Cook for us?
Well, now, you know what? Pony does it best, but he's walking around, milling around. Where the hell is he right now? Did we send him home? You should know. Pony is under the weather.
Yes. He really didn't want to come in
and
today.
That's what
and he wanted me to say stay home.
Okay, so quick sidebar.
Yes.
And look, I know we got a bunch of stuff to get to.
I know.
This is a free format, freewheeling. What is it? Tuesday.
Freewheeling Tuesday.
Tuesday.
FWT.
So the one time you don't want to call out of any program, and so we had them nice earlier. This is the ugly side of broadcasting.
Right.
And you've heard us beat our drum, all the TMOS-aholics out there.
Yes.
They said the beauty about, we've said it on air, they've heard us say the beauty about this business that we build now, whether it be the podcast or the radio show, is that if you're sick, stay home.
Right.
We don't need heroes. We don't need people getting anyone sick.
Right on.
Now, Mr. Ponyboy Matt Bloom knows that Papa is away.
Right.
Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Right.
So.
One man down.
On his best day, Pony would never write us, and tell us that he's sick, unless he's really sick, can't get out of bed.
We're talking projectile vomiting.
We get a text.
Vague.
It was a group text. It was very casual. And it said the following.
I can read it to you.
Please.
It says, and it came at 5:12.
Yeah.
So I'm processing this. It's not even light outside.
By the way, it's afternoon. Oh, no, 5:12 a.m. Sorry,
5:12
a.m.
This morning,
It's morning. By the way, it's morning. So the odds of me seeing this.
Oh, he knows you're not going to see it for 4 hours. He's, and here's, I'll read
that's
the text.
Why, that's
and,
why it defers to you.
And then
to make
I will
the call.
Analyze it. Okay. Yes. I think I caught what Charlie had.
Charlie Burney from Podcast Village.
I can work, but you guys always say don't be a hero. And he hits send, and here's what he's thinking. They'll tell me to stay home so I don't have to make the decision that I'm sick enough to not go in.
They're soft.
They're soft. Soft. And then, so I reply a few moments later, what are your symptoms?
This is where it goes sideways.
He says, the usual runny nose, sore throat, aches, and headache. Not as bad as the flu. Now, Charlie had the flu.
Yes.
And
yes,
that's
yes.
what was implied in the first text.
And we've been working with Pony for the last 2 days. If you're going to lay one of these guys on us, you have to start coughing and sneezing.
Lay the groundwork.
Before we know there's a problem. And not like, I think I'm coming down with something. Don't do that audibly because then you're putting out,
you gotta
I'm
watch
not coming
the,
into work.
You got to watch the first 10 minutes of Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
You know, lick the palms, the whole deal. And I said, if you can fight through, come on in.
Yeah, we're one man down.
Yeah, we need you. And so, that's why I think he's perhaps doing the Lady Macbeth thing and just walking around right now.
And I caught that at 7 a.m. this morning as I let the sun wake me up.
Sure.
No sun out, just the alarm. And
the sun is what you call your alarm
it's
clock.
It's just dark. We live in Gotham City.
We do.
A.K.A. Washington, D.C. And it's rainy, and I'm like, oh, God. Like, it's day two. He really disrespects us.
Yeah.
And then I looked at your text. I was like, oh. Let me write in about the Mac.
Yeah, you take it right to business. You don't even acknowledge the fact that he's ill. You have
by
a computer
Mac, I don't
question.
Mean Mac, Macintosh. No. He said, the Mac in Studio B needs a gander.
A once over.
I want to make sure that the recording does not stop, and we have our redundancies in place. And Rob, without missing a beat, and we haven't talked to each other. There's no phone call. There's no
ill will. No.
It's more like, right on it. Like, there's no questions. Not like, hey, hope you feel better, buddy.
No, we put it to bed.
By the way, he looked fine today.
Oh, he looks great.
Yes.
He did.
So, remember, even though we're nice guys, it doesn't mean we're pushovers.
You always said don't be a hero.
Go ahead,
please. Dear mailbag, happy Valentine's Day, which also just happens to be the 1 year anniversary for Pony quitting smoking. Fantastic.
Yay. Maybe he wanted to celebrate.
Maybe
not come to work.
Stay home. Or maybe
not go to Japan.
What are they called? Jewels?
Jewels.
A little vape thingy. Yeah, kids love them. Well done, sir. And since it's Valentine's Day, here is a poem for Mike and Carla on vacation.
Okay.
I get to read a poem. How
please.
Nice. Oh, hold on. Reset on the music. There we go. A friend is like a Valentine.
Mm.
Friend is like a Valentine, heartwarming, bringing pleasure, connected to good feelings, with moments to treasure.
Ooh.
Seeing a special Valentine brings happiness to stay, and that is what you do, friend. You brighten every day. That is written by Joanna Fuchs and submitted by Dirk Vastrick.
Very kind. We are proud of Pony, and if for those of you at home, if you're wondering, well, what is he doing? How has he stayed off the smokes? He has.
Yeah.
As far as we know, I would say the last time I was in Pony's car, didn't smell like cigarettes.
Really?
So that's a sign where you're like, all right, he's changed his ways.
I was surprised. I sat in his car. I didn't smell cigarettes. I did smell hopelessness.
Ah.
So, but that was the scent that was on the little hanging tree. It was a yellow Christmas tree, and it said hopelessness.
Hopelessness.
I hold in my hand the final letter.
Please.
Okay. Firstly, it is disturbing how well your show fits your listeners. After finding myself watching Wheel of Fortune the other night, Wednesday's show made me feel slightly better than the actual loser that I am. Terrific. And speaking of losers, albeit a beloved one, what happened to Adrian? I haven't listened for a long time. Is he in jail somewhere? Thanks for the funny. Jeremy from Washington, D.C. What's the latest on him?
So if you have seen the film John Wick 2.
Yes.
And if you haven't, I'll give you some insight. John Wick broke one of the cardinal laws of Hitman.
Uh-huh.
Hitman rule number one.
The code. You broke the code.
You don't kill someone inside the hotel.
Right.
Now, Once they did that in John Wick 2, he was excommunicado, right? Now, Adrian, former intern and friend of the show, did not kill someone inside the hotel.
No.
But there's no shtick. This is the real deal.
100%.
I would love to say that he did do something that broke every law and that's why he's not here.
Right.
No. We don't know what's going on with Adrian because he's always, even when we fired him years ago, he kept coming.
Right, like the Larry David thing at Saturday Night Live, yeah. When Larry David quit but kept coming to work.
He kept coming, right?
Exactly.
Like, and it's not like we gave him a new desk with a new stapler. We didn't do the office space bit. No. He just stopped coming as of the year 2019.
Right.
Now, the last time we saw him, he was smoking and joking, having a great time, taking pictures at the holiday party.
Exactly.
And then...
Oh, that'll be the last time you saw him.
I saw him, at least. And then he said goodbye to Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
And then he floated off into the evening.
Yeah.
And that was it. The only times I ever see Adrian from TMOS is on Facebook when he posts something.
And he'll go through a 20-minute period where he'll post like 18 things, and then he's gone.
My assumption is this, people. We miss him. We love him. But we also know that he's got a job. He's got responsibilities. And I think one thing that really did not help Adrian as a whole, especially within our incarnation here at TMOS, was that he was spread so thin.
Yes.
He was going nights without sleeping. He was making commitments he couldn't keep.
Yes.
And if I'm in his shoes or if I'm a family member of his, like I consider him family,
mm-hmm.
I miss him. But if he's living a healthier, more productive life, and he's getting sleep and he's not pushing himself to the brink where he's not excelling where he should be excelling.
Exactly.
I'm good with that. And Adrian, if you're listening to this, you're always welcome, man.
Open arms.
We love you.
Open arms. Yeah. And that said, Adrian, send some towels up to 206, okay? Thank you for your letters. Always appreciate it. Yes. Keep those cards and letters coming. I've got something I want to talk to you about Starbucks when we get back. I'm curious
because
you're a Starbucks guy. We have a quick break coming up. And then you have Oscar Rotzi.
Of course.
Oh, we got all still so much
all
to
your
come.
Entertainment news.
So don't go anywhere, folks. We are back after this. Hey, Paulie!
And Valentine's Day is only a few days away.
Valentine's.
Well, I know. You're going to get the box of chocolates. You're going to get the flowers for the wife, the girlfriend, or even your gumada.
Gumada.
But if you want to do something really, really nice, head over to the MichaelMaraShow.com website. Click on the shopping center banner where you can shop from Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. And you'll be aces with the one you love. Now let's get back to the person that we have so much love and devotion for every single day.
That's right, Michael Rob Spiewak. Thank you. Sometimes I forget the out cue. Hey, face it. Oscar, you need to face it.
I'll face it.
Figuring out how to buy a house is complicated and scary. And do you understand financing? Refinancing?
I don't know any of that stuff. No.
I don't get that. We don't need to know that because the folks at Cornerstone First Financial know all about that stuff. If you want to refinance, they're your guys. Even better, they are friends of the Mike O'Mara Show. So when they find out that you love TMOS too, they're going to treat you like old friends so you don't have to worry about the purchase or the refi because Cornerstone First Financial has already got you covered and figured out and they will get you the lowest rates guaranteed. At this moment in time, mortgage rates are low and home values are up, so the time to act is right now. Call Cornerstone First Financial to check your credit and get pre-qualified. Let them take care of you. And through the entire process, they will hold your hand and make it easy. You can refinance now and skip your March payment. Not bad. Licensed in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. We are running horribly late, so I have to keep this brief, but I want to know.
Tight!
Oh, have you visited the BuzzFeed website?
Of course.
It's where all the hip kids go, right?
I think it's a staple of breaking news and... Look, BuzzFeed is an entity overall, and I know that if you follow the media...
I'm hungry. That's what I thought it was.
That they've gone through a transition as of the last quarter of last year,
mm-hmm.
where they are, I guess, becoming leaner. Mm-hmm. But as an effective brand, they are the cream of the crop along with a few other online entities that really have disturbed your traditional reporting.
Oh, they changed the thing.
Yes.
So this is why I saw this. This is sort of more lighthearted than hard-hitting news, but it affects you because you are an everyday Starbucks guy.
Yes.
Twice a day some days, but every morning.
Lucky.
You hit them up for the bagel.
I have my reward.
Yes.
I use that today.
And what's great, it's treat day.
It's treat day.
And what's great about it is that they're staying. Which we didn't think they were a little while ago.
And for those of you just joining us, we have a Starbucks at the bottom of our building.
Yeah, first floor.
And the one thing you don't ever really hear is about stores leaving their current locations. The store downstairs has been there for 2 decades, it feels like.
Yeah.
And a mandate from corporate, quick thumbnail, they felt like there were too many Starbucks in a certain area.
I don't see it. When you say that we're in the Starbucks on the this block of Wisconsin Avenue and people go to the wrong building because there's another Starbucks this block of Wisconsin Avenue.
Down the street. Yes.
First time Tony Perkins came. He said, I don't see a studio anywhere.
Yeah, there's a rooftop deck on this one. No, this building has 4 floors and a Starbucks at the bottom. We thought they were leaving the building. As of now, TBD, they're staying.
Right.
Which is good for us, good for the building.
So when I saw this, I saw that these are Starbucks hacks. And I saw one that
hacks?
I know you did.
Not
and so,
hats, hacks.
No, hacks, hacks, okay, hacks. Okay. So it says, if there's a long line, order on the app. You do this every day.
Yeah, that's a given.
But you know what? It's not a given because how many people are in line, those people don't know it.
Okay, if you're still in line.
Right.
You're still, let me rewind here. I apologize. I take that all back. If you do not have the Starbucks app, and you do not want to order through the app, think about the minutes that you stand in line waiting.
Yes, of course.
You could get all that time back by simply ordering ahead.
Yeah. So that's smart. You agree with that one?
I agree, yes.
All right. Do you ever find when you get your coffee, it's too hot?
At other Starbucks, yes.
Not a problem with ours.
No, they know how I like it downstairs.
Well, did you know that at Starbucks, this is not widely known, but you can order your drink at, quote, kids' temperature?
Yes.
I didn't know this. And they will actually serve your coffee at a cooler temperature.
I have done that.
It'll save
at
your
other
tongue.
Starbucks.
Really?
Because I've burnt my tongue many a times.
Yeah.
And downstairs, they go strictly kids' temperature.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this one I knew, and I've done this one before, but it makes sense. You can ask for your grande coffee in a venti cup.
Ooh.
They will charge you for a grande coffee. You will have more room for cream. And if they accidentally overfill it a little, free coffee.
Oh. Yeah, then you're going out of your way to cheat the system.
I don't know, because I've got a...
I'm not shocked that you've done that before.
I've got a jackass uncle who always says, leave some room for cream. Leave some room for cream. He's such a jerk.
God, I hate people
But
like
what
that.
You got to do is ask for the grande and the venti cup, and you have the room for cream already, and you're getting all the coffee you pay for.
All right.
You see, it's not really a cheat.
How come you never do that when I order it?
What do you mean?
When I order, when I'm like, hey, do you want some coffee? And I order it through that.
Well, a lot of times I'm not getting a straight coffee. I'm getting like a latte.
A frappe?
And
yes,
some sort of gooey frappe. Something with lots of whipped cream on top.
Every time I order that, I'm like, oh, that's healthy.
Well, you know, it's not like
the kids like it.
It's not like an eggnog mocha.
That's true.
That's right.
Fair.
I don't like any coffee you have to chew.
Fair.
And finally, this makes sense. And Julia taught me this because she hangs with people that have worked at Starbucks. If you want to try something new, ask the barista what they like. And order that.
Yeah, but if you get the wrong barista, they could be jerks.
Like some sort of
like
psycho.
Like a green tea something. And you're like, this tastes like cardboard. That does nothing for me. And by the way, forget this. I do this all the time.
Yes.
If they ask you what type of tea you want.
Right.
Because we will get tea for people. I always mess up the tea.
Yes.
Who knew there's 10 million ways of tea out there?
Yeah, and you know what? I don't say this because.
With chamomile, no chamomile, who knows?
Breakfast blend, Earl Grey.
Did not know. I mess up tea all the time.
Patton Oswalt is very specific, not only about his variety
I
of tea.
I mess it up for him.
But he says, please, bag in 2 minutes and only 2 minutes, otherwise it gets bitter. That's a man who knows his tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Well,
I grew up with Lipton.
Yeah.
And sometimes my mom would use the bag twice. It was so cheap.
Yeah, and thanks to Oscar, Patton's never coming back on. Bitter tea.
I remember my mom
bitter
be like, tea. Don't throw that bag away. That's good for another cup.
Two more dunks than that.
There's like 50 little satchels here, Mom. She goes, no. Use that for your brother, too. So cheap.
And then put it on your eyes to get rid of bags.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, we want to save it for tomorrow's breakfast, too?
This bag actually says victory in Europe.
Tea gets lighter, by the way, after it's bagged once.
That's so true. Thanks for tuning in to Tea Talk.
Yeah.
When we come back, we have Oscar Rossi. Perfect.
Thank you.
Back after this.
Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace. Joy, and, of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
I love when your tuxedo hits the floor. Mm. Hey, more is better, right?
More is better.
And you always want more, don't you?
Yes.
Of course. That's why you, when you order the TMOS bonus show, you get more TMOS. Woo! It's so easy. So we ask you, with sincerity, choose more, bitches. Mm. Buy our thing. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has that yummy flavor that screams, more A. Because you're getting more. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click what I like to call the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. As we heard earlier, it makes a great Valentine's Day gift. If you give this to your significant other, you're going to get some trim this Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Promise. So remember to buy the bonus show, and we thank you. And now, he did an I yesterday, but he still did a great job.
No, it's
going to get you all filled in.
Progressive. We're moving on,
people. Okay, it's Oscar Rotzi.
Yes. Fellas.
Yes. Well, fella. Yeah.
Fella. Fellas, ladies, everybody that's here. Look.
Daughters of mayors.
The Super Bowl halftime show.
Yes.
Was not well reviewed, not well regarded.
Ladies love Adam Levine.
The lineup was not what I guess people thought it'd be.
Big boy.
Travis Scott.
Yes.
I barely remember him from the show.
Right.
I know him from the Kylie reality show, Kylie Kardashian, and her being her baby's daddy, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Him being her baby's daddy. So.
Lucky break for him.
Again, that's the reason why he was at the Super Bowl show.
Uh-huh.
That being said, he's very popular in his own right. And I know people are if you're a Travis Scott fan, you're probably upset.
I have all of his singles.
I mentioned his name because apparently when you get off the Super Bowl runway, I think that's when people judge you the most. Right?
Well, you are certainly on a huge stage. And also, I think you set yourself up for failure because also it was a bad game. They wanted something really dynamite in the halftime show.
But wouldn't
show
you say that when you're coming off that, you grind a little harder?
I would think so.
Right? You take advantage of the moment.
Well, you're on the launch pad.
Yes.
Yeah.
He just went through, and there's some headlines now that he canceled a show in Oklahoma, and the cancellation of his concert was called off because of production issues. Now, I wonder if production issues, shows these days are not the shows we went to even when in 2001 when I used to go to concerts.
Yeah, but that's as vague as a pony text right there.
Not only did fans at the center in Oklahoma break windows to the actual arena because they were just pissed
for
the late notice.
It was such late notice that they actually got seated?
Yeah. No, they didn't get seated. They got notified outside of the arena.
That is not okay.
A tweet from him goes as follows. Tulsa, so sorry I can't perform at tonight's sold-out show. Sold out, mind you.
Oh, dear.
We had a last-minute production issue, and I can't give you all an incomplete show. We scheduled to the March 26th. All tickets were still valid then. Everyone, get home safe.
And then hashtag, ha, 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 I have your money.
People are at the arena. You cancel a show.
Can't do that.
You can't do that. And then I take a deeper dive, and I'm going, well, how crazy is production?
Yeah.
Apparently, he has a side to his production where you remember everyone probably listening remembers. There's a carnival that comes to your town once a year.
Sure.
And they have the little skinny roller coaster.
Yeah, little guy.
That's really meant for kids.
Yeah.
Imagine the skinny.
Kids like it.
Imagine the skinny roller coaster, but for one. And he sits in that thing, and while he's performing, he goes in circles.
Like that, like the Garcia Brothers carnival that used to come to Manassas.
Yes. It's a roller coaster for one.
And but he doesn't perform in an abandoned parking
and
lot.
And I'm all for production.
I love it.
And safety.
Mm.
How about a little less carny games.
Yeah.
And carny rides.
And a more singy.
And you can't have a sold-out show and cancel day of or evening of.
I know.
When everybody's outside trying to get into your place.
Actually, I checked TMZ. The reason is he wasn't tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
It's surreal.
That's not okay.
Travis Scott is not doing well.
All right, you know what? He's at the top of the jerk parade right now.
The jerk parade?
The jerk parade.
You know who else is doing well?
Who?
And Chris Brown has had issues from day one.
Of course.
Chris Brown is at a space where the cops had to visit his house for a welfare check.
I like a visit. That's such a nice word. The cops visited.
Have you ever called for a welfare check?
No.
I have once.
Really?
This is why my mom eventually had all the cameras set up in her house by me and my family, because we always felt like if she fell down, we wouldn't be able to find her.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you thought like you got called for a welfare check when you were like 7 years old and left at home.
No. Like a welfare check, is everything okay?
Yeah, okay. I can see that now.
So apparently the authorities showed up at his house last night at 10:30 p.m. on the West Coast time, Pacific Coast.
Right.
And
full circle, man. Time difference.
Full circle. Allegedly, and people should realize this now. If you say something online,
yeah,
and if you challenge someone to what is a fight.
Oh no.
So apparently he challenged Offset to show up at his home for a fight, right?
It's, what are they, in ninth grade?
Fans.
Yes.
See
up.
This
oh,
exchange
no.
on social media. And then they, because they know who Offset is.
Yeah.
They get scared. They call the police to see if he's okay.
Ridiculous.
This is where social media goes wrong.
Yeah.
All right. And all the details you can find on TMZ.com. I should give you the full credit there. One more.
One more. You got a perfect internal clock.
Okay. Let me, I'm looking at the time now. Let me see what options I have here. Now, I'll give you this example. What's the worst thing you've said on social media? You, Rob.
I made a joke when the guy from the Fast and the Furious passed away that I regret.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that?
So I made a joke about Vin Diesel injured in a nannying accident because he had just made the nanny movie. It was not okay.
What was the backlash? I think I remember this. I was mad at you too.
There was a lot of people said, "Hey, that's not cool. Hey, but it's just a joke."
You were publicly shamed.
I was shamed. Yeah,
publicly shamed.
Publicly shamed.
When you actually posted that, how long did it take for you to find out that you were in the wrong?
I would say a night of sleep, because I did it late at night. I may have been drinking, hit the sack, and when I woke up, there was stuff on my wall. So I'd say 8 hours.
Wait a second. 8 hours and you didn't, how many messages did you have?
Well, I mean, there was quite a bit the next, but you see what happened is I posted it, went to bed, and when I woke up, that's when I realized that people were upset about it.
All right, perfect. What is the most embarrassing thing that could happen to you if you're a celebrity and you're perpetuating a certain level of wealth?
Mm-hmm. I would say maybe asking for money.
Oh no, your car being repoed.
Okay, that's also bad.
For you Redskins fan, you'll love to hear this. The Dallas wide receiver Terrence Williams.
Yes.
He had his car repoed.
Oh no.
He has a customized deep purple Hellcat. And for those of you out there, Dodge Hellcat is one of the fastest ones out there. It's
yeah, not, especially it's, the purple ones.
And it is beautiful. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
But when you're a celebrity, people will recognize this car, especially if it's custom, one of one.
Of course.
And his car got repoed publicly, and it's all over TMZ Sports.
Not good.
And what I love about this is, and this probably has happened to everyone, when you get busy or you have a certain level of workload, you forget the small things.
Of course.
How do you forget to make a payment on a car?
A purple car?
Does that become a small thing?
No, you got to do it. You just got to do it, yeah.
So that's the allegation from him that it fell through the cracks.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how this happens. It doesn't matter how young you are. I know this because the worst thing that ever happened is you miss your mortgage payment, you miss your rent payment, you miss your car payment.
You got to pay it.
And as God is my witness, there's nothing more embarrassing than your car being repoed, as that happened to the cheeseburger, one of our producers, when we were in 105.7 in Baltimore. As we walked out, he had a brand new Jeep. And we just saw it being pulled away.
Oh, so sad.
And we said, "Hey, man, what's up with your car? It's being towed." He goes, "Oh, it's probably the repo, man."
So, not his first time at the
rodeo.
Didn't
even break character. In the middle of the broadcast, we're like, "Repo, man." He goes, "Yeah, they did give me a notice."
Well, I hope he gets back his purple car, and I hope it's not scratched.
Thank you, Oscar.
Get your car repoed.
Pay your bills.
It's the most embarrassing thing that can happen to you, not just as a celebrity, but as a human being. It does happen if you're in a hard space. But if you have trouble and you get that notice, find somebody to help you.
Pay your bills.
Man, that's the scariest thing.
That's the worst. All right, thank you, Oscar.
Hey, you're welcome.
I got to go to break. I have a check to mail. All right, we're back after this with the audio vault. Go nowhere, because we are back after this.
In the 1870s, Buffalo Bill Cody returned to Iowa to make his fortune in the search for the world's biggest strawberry. At his side was his trusty Colt revolver, and trailing his covered wagon was his trusty sidekick, Little Steve, riding his Palomino Llama with its Romanian hand-tan gypsy saddle. Well, time marched on. Buffalo Bill left Iowa, but Little Steve stayed behind and bought a radio station, KCJJ, the mighty 1630, known far and wide for its music, information, and the place for great deals on dining room furniture and Iowa City molasses. Today, Little Steve is all grown up, and at 93, is known as Captain Steve. He's replaced the llama with a microphone. You don't have to salute him, you just have to listen to him every morning and occasionally bring him a cookie. Start your day with Captain Steve and Jim Hunter, right here on the mighty 1630 KCJJ, from 5 a.m. until they can't feel their toes. And bring him a cookie.
Ah. He's not really 93 years old. Hey, look, it's Mike.
Do you like chocolate milk? So do I. Hi, Mike O'Mara. Not here this week. I'll be back next week, but I do want you to enjoy all this fun stuff that's being discussed right now as we speak, or as they speak, with Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak.
Can't get your name right.
Hold on.
I don't know. My mother told me you better shop around, but you don't want to make a career out of it. What's with the driving and the parking and the browsing and the lines? Oi! Who needs it? What you need is MikeOMaraShow.com. You see, our site features Macy's, Target, and Walmart. Mm. And when you shop these retailers through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. So the next time you need anything, we've said this before, Oscar.
Mm.
Put a value on your time. Mm. Your time is valuable. Just go to the TMOS Shopping Center. It has everything. Do not squander time. It is the stuff life is made of. I think Ben Franklin said that. So save time and shop like you mean it. Just make sure that you start your shopping at the banners on our website. It costs you nothing but means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS. Shop there or get better.
Do not squash time.
No, squander.
Squander.
The squash time would be something physical. You don't want to waste time. Don't squander time. It is the stuff life is made of.
Yeah, but that's the one thing we can't make more of.
I suppose. But yeah, but it's what life is made of it, though.
But aren't we making more life?
No, we're not. No.
Well, when you have a baby, you make more life.
Well, I'm done making babies. I can't do that anymore. Open the audio vault for
that
today.
That pipeline is broken.
That's right.
Ruptured. Cut. Snipped. Capped.
They took away my purple car. I can no longer drive it. This is the audio vault for 12 February 2019. I don't know if this excites anyone but me, but this is good news to me. Guess who's getting a late night talk show on Comedy Central?
What?
I think this guy is a panic.
Ken.
David Spade.
Hey, everybody. It's David Spade. Woo! Hold for applause. 3, 2...
I love he is so self-deprecating in the fact that his announcement video is shot at Comedy Central, but on a phone with that kind of audio. He continues.
I'm here at Comedy Central. Deesh, deesh, deesh. You know it. We're at the offices doing my announcement. Guys, I'm doing a show at Comedy Central. Everyone's freaking out. We decided to take a gamble on me. Comedy Central said, let's get this guy. It's risky. He's done 22 movies, 14 TV shows, 7 sitcoms, 2 books, an audiobook, 2 specials, and he's on TMZ a lot. We're gonna cover everything. Pop culture, whatever's funny, whatever's stupid, whatever's dumb, it'll be me and my stupid friends. We'll talk about Cardi B, Cardi C, Cardi D. But the big headline is there will be no politics. Right. Mostly because I'm too stupid. I went to community college. I have 6 credits in anthropology. I don't even understand what's going on. Unless Cardi B runs for something. Then we'll sort of overlap a little bit. This is going to be a great show, people. Don't let me fool you.
I love David Spade. And by the way, if you've never listened to his audiobook, listen to his audiobook. It's great. So I wish him all the best.
List.
He's a very funny man.
I think he's going to do well because he doesn't need this gig.
And he really
doesn't need the gig. You probably don't realize
he doesn't care enough to play favorites.
David Spade is so wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's beyond comprehension how and where he put his dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But he has so many producing credits.
Yeah.
He's done so well for himself. The
Smart.
Idea that he's going to put himself out there to do one of these programs, Like, that is interesting when someone that has nothing to lose can do something like this.
I love that he has all the money because if you listen or read his book, he spends about four chapters talking about how bad he was at stand-up. That's just his total topic of what he does. We are not, like him, we are not a political show.
No.
But we keep our finger on the pulse of the public.
Well, it's Washington, D.C. where the show emanates from.
And so. Fox and Friends emanates. Has a regular emanates. Name. Yeah, we emanate from Washington, D.C.
It's not emanate.
Emanates.
Might come back.
We emanate from Washington, D.C., where the show emanates. Fox and Friends has a regular guy named Pete Hegseth. And I don't know which way this guy leans politically, but he's on Fox and Friends. Here's his statement this week. He doesn't wash his hands.
As I told you, my 2019 resolution is to say things on air that I say off air. I don't think I've washed my hands for 10 years. Really, I don't.
Just like drab t-shirt.
I don't really wash my
hands.
Someone
help me.
No, I inoculate myself. It's not, germs are not a real thing. I can't see them, therefore they're not real.
So you're becoming immune to all of the
exactly.
bacteria.
Exactly, I can't get sick.
Yeah, if you can't see them, they're not real. Like right now, there is a wooden pillar blocking my view of Matt Bloom. So he doesn't exist.
Matt Bloom is not here. Is
Matt
he?
Bloom, I think he is. Do you see a picture of this guy?
Okay.
He looks healthy, doesn't he?
This is not new to me. I'm actually surprised to say this because if this was any other program or any other person, I'd probably be like, that's weird.
Right.
Our producer, the producer for The Junkies and producer for Big O and Dukes and a friend of the show. He's been on the show.
Great guy.
Matthew Robert Cahill.
I didn't know his middle name was Robert.
Also known as Drab T-shirt. Mm-hmm. He has claimed the same theory, this cockamamie theory of, I don't wash my hands so I'd never get sick. Now, that was up until 2018, until people that tell me this, there's a guy at the gym that says, I just finally got the flu, but what's funny is I never used to wash my hands, and people running around about same line of thought. Like they were on some Reddit thread that went deep, and they said, not washing your hands is the world's greatest secret for the best immune system. There is something to be said about exposing yourself to germs. Exposure at a younger age.
Right.
But when these people, to a man, get sick, when they finally get something, it is terrible.
Yes, of course, because it really has to get into their system. Now, there are certain people that say, and I've heard it for peanut allergies.
Yes.
The reason peanut allergies are so bad now, and they never seemed to exist when I was a kid, is that one or two isolated instances has had parents keeping kids away from peanuts.
So they're not exposed.
So they're more sensitive. And I can say that I've seen relatively viable doctors say we're keeping our houses so clean now that people are more sensitive. But hand washing is so simple. These are germs living on your body.
It's just common.
Yes, come on.
It's just common sense as far as just taking care of yourself. Now, the Purell guys every day were running around. I know that Patton doesn't like shaking hands, but I get it because if he gets sick, that means dollars in his pocket.
And relax, Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I want Pete Hegseth to do is don't tell me how to wash my hands. Just give me solid political commentary.
Also, window into his soul. What type of robot were you that you had to, your 2019 resolution was to be more genuine?
Well,
come on.
Oscar, when you talk about Fox News, sometimes the answer's in the question.
That's true.
But this is not a political show, which is why I'm going to curve right back to Cardi B.
Reed.
We close with this. She had a big night at the Grammys, although I think she's off social media now because she's mad at somebody.
Upset, yes.
But anyway, Cardi B, before she got off social media,
she didn't deserve the Grammy.
She got on Twitter to thank someone for sending her flowers, and on the card was written a lyric from a Tom Petty song.
Mm.
And under the lyric, they wrote Tom Petty because he wrote the lyric.
Please.
Well, she thought the flowers came from Tom Petty.
Thank you, Tom Petty, for the flowers. I left the room, but and the flowers were very big. I want to say thank you so much. And this is such a beautiful note.
So, as you know, Tom Petty passed away in 2017.
Oh, no.
So this was just a mix-up.
Everyone in the control room has their hand on their head. Just
literal face palm. It turned out the flowers are not from Tom Petty. They were from Aretha Franklin. Oh, there you go. That's where we're at with Cardi B.
Too soon.
That is way too soon.
You?
Way too soon. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great
Tuesday.
People
have to have more people.
They do.
And by that, I mean someone is like, just double check this before I hit send.
And as we
I hit record and say thank you to Tom Petty.
As we used to say, his death, it was in all the papers. It wasn't like a hidden thing. So
you could have Googled it.
You could have.
Hey, well, what's Tom Petty doing these days? Oh, he's dead.
Weird. Remember the last Grammys when he was in the tribute reel?
How did he send me flowers?
Hey, you know what? Maybe he just knew that the record was going to be great.
Hey, Christina, can you check this card? Because I'm about to go live to the world and thank Tom Petty. I want to make sure everything's A-okay.
Tom Petty, he's the guy that's alive, right?
And he has a foundation that's saying this. It's confirmed.
Let's double check it before we go on Twitter. Well, that's it, folks. Thank you, Tom Petty, for listening. Thank you for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Please remember to grab our new TMOS PlayApod app and unlock that stream. That stream is great.
It is.
I love the fact that anytime you pop it on, we're there for you.
We're so late in the show.
We are. All messages to the weekly mailbag. We had a great one today. Send them to me, Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Please send us things. Thank you for listening and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.